Albertans are familiar with a February trip down to Florida. Not so much the reverse. Cavalry FC learned its debut in the CONCACAF Champions Cup will come against the MLS's Orlando City SC in the first round of the tournament, following Wednesday's draw, with the home and home set taking place during the first 3 weeks of February. Orlando City are a team that have proven to be a very strong MLS club, with a terrific fan base, said Cavalry FC head coach and GM Tommy Wheeldon Jr., in a team release. Under coach Oscar Pereja, they have proven to be tactically organized and play a good brand of football. We are looking forward to the challenge. Orlando City, Eastern Conference semifinalists in 2023, will be making their second appearance in the Continental Tournament. Cavalry earned its first opportunity to take on the best in North and Central America by virtue of its corporal shield as the regular season champions in Canada. Cavalry FC president Ian Allison said the club will be playing its home game in the Champions Cup on Vancouver Island due to the impact of an Alberta winter on its pitch. As the northernmost club in CONCACAF, we are acutely aware of the possible risks that playing in February on natural grass may pose, Allison said. We are, after all, more than 51 degrees north of the southernmost of the 41 members of CONCACAF. Despite the unseasonably mild start we have had to Western Canadian winter, the frost is already quite deep in the subsurface of our pitch. As such, we are looking at ways to mitigate any risks by playing our first round match at an alternative CONCACAF-approved venue. That venue is Starlight Stadium in Langford, BC, home of Canadian Premier League club Pacific FC. We are pleased to be able to have this option and to be able to play at a venue that has hosted both CONCACAF and national team events. The winner of the fixture would play the triumphant team in the Vancouver Whitecaps and Tigres FC matchup. Cavalry's one victory over an MLS side to date was against Vancouver during the 2019 Canadian Championship competition. Lionel Messi and Inter Miami, one of five teams with a bye through to the round of 16, is on the Cavalry side of the bracket. Other teams on the Cavalry side include the recently minted MLS champion Columbus Crew, who feature former Cavalry wingback Mo Farsi, along with Mexico's CF Monterrey and Moca FC out of the Dominican Republic. The other half of the bracket sees the CPL's Forge FC against Chivas FC, one of the most followed teams in Mexico, and also features Mexico City Giants Club America, Philadelphia FC and the New England Revolution. Draft double. It was deja vu all over again for the Cavalry at the Corporal U Sports Draft. A familiar name was called at the 2024 Corporal U Sports Draft on Thursday when Cavalry FC selected Calgarian and Mount Royal University captain Caden Rogozinski for the second year in a row, this time 7th overall, and traded up to select University of Alberta midfielder Rodane Cato with the 10th pick. Both players have had excellent U Sports seasons and are players that we've monitored extensively, including their League One play during the summer, said Wheeldon Jr. Caden we arguably drafted too early and perhaps felt he wasn't ready in 2022. However, the growth in his game and as a person has been exceptional to witness and we feel he has an even better shot with his hometown team this season. He's physically and mentally more prepared with the experiences he's gained since. Rogozinski, a third-year defender at MRU, has considerable League One experience at both Ontario's Electric FC and BC's Victoria Highlanders. Cato, billed as a dynamic and two-way midfielder, has played with League One Alberta's St. Albert Impact. Rodane is a different type of player to what we have currently. He's dynamic and has a quick and aggressive first few steps, something that is pivotal in the midfield area in the Canadian Premier League, added Wheeldon Jr. A huge credit to both Ryan Giacchi and his coaching staff at MRU and Marty Anderson and his coaching staff at U of A for their work in developing these players. For more information, visit cavsfc.com.